When we were young, I guess the kid was lost in thought. At the youth detention center, we sometimes stood for hours waiting to get a count right. When the little kid in the 11th spot messed up, the guard stomped over, grabbed the kid's jumpsuit, and screamed, "Your goddamn number's 11! 11! Count again!" We got all the way to 23, then silence. The staffer started yelling, "Why the hell were you looking out the window? Is it because your mammy smoked crack while you festered in her womb, or are you a fucking retard?" The kid mouthed off, and that was all the staff needed. He grabbed a fistful of the boy's hair, kneed him in the stomach, flipped him to the floor, and pulled the alarm. The backup guard swarmed in, zip-tied the kid's hand behind his back, bound his feet, and lifted him up like a suitcase. When the kid cried out, a staffer kicked him in the ribs and said, "Shut up! You need yourself some behavior modification," aka intensive care. In intensive, they strip you naked, turn the AC on high, and shove you into a cell with a hole in the floor for a toilet. 23 hours a day in the dark. Kids who tried to escape the youth detention center landed in the hospital, if they were lucky. One time, I got caught telling another kid about some drugs I'd taken on the outside. As punishment for talking, I had to write, "I am a sick man," 1,000 times before I could eat. The staff said the sooner I realized I had a problem, the better. I am a sick man, one. I am a sick man, two.